You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's 4:44 Central, 5:44 Eastern. Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Kevin Willis for WKU Public Radio. Bowling Green, Kentucky has been in the national spotlight today after a comment made in an interview last night by Kellyanne Conway. The senior advisor to President Trump said in an interview on MSNBC that what she called the Bowling Green Massacre was justification for the administration's recent travel ban impacting seven majority Muslim nations. Conway was referring to the arrest in 2011 of two Iraqi men in Warren County on terrorism charges. They're now serving federal prison sentences for conspiring to send money and weapons to al-Qaeda in Iraq. They were caught in an FBI sting operation. No massacre actually took place, and nobody was harmed as a result of that undercover operation. Conway said this morning she meant to say Bowling Green terrorists instead of massacre. Where our news team has been out covering reaction to this story today, and joining me now in the studios are WKU Public Radio reporters Becca Schimmel and Lisa Autry. Becca, first of all, you spoke to an Iraqi refugee living in Bowling Green today about his reaction to the so-called massacre comments. Tell us about him and what did you learn from him today?
Yeah, I sat down with Wissam Assal. I sat down with him. He came to Bowling Green in 2010 through the refugee program after he'd worked as a translator for the U.S. Army. And he's now a restaurant owner, and that's where we sat down and talked about how he's made his home here in Bowling Green and how the comments that Kellyanne Conway made tended to cast Bowling Green and its citizens in a negative light.
Bowling Green is a welcome city to refugee people, and we have nice people here, and we need to keep this city to be welcome and peaceful for everybody.
He said he hasn't experienced anyone disliking refugees in his time in Bowling Green, but that the travel ban can also make refugees a target, and he's been feeling a bit of that.
Now, Lisa, you got in touch with Albert Bonfu earlier today to get his reaction to Kellyanne Conway's comments. Remind us who Albert is and tell us a little bit about what he said.
Albert Bonfu is director of the Kentucky International Center. He wasn't in Bowling Green today. He was away at a conference, but I was able to catch him via cell phone from the airport in Puerto Rico. And he said that he couldn't believe it when he heard Kellyanne Conway referencing the 2011 arrest of the Iraqi nationals in Bowling Green in defense of President Trump's temporary refugee ban. He said using that term massacre really only worsens the political climate and the perception that people have of refugees.
And I think such rhetoric needs to be toned down. And for such a rhetoric to come from a high-level Trump official, it's even more concerning.
And he said, you know, imagine being someone who just moved to Bowling Green, be it an American citizen or a refugee. Imagine them turning on the TV and hearing a high-level White House official talking about a massacre in Bowling Green. It's certainly not helpful.
And Lisa, Albert's been in the news. We had him on a lot recently due to not only the travel ban, but remind us again, the whole idea of the ban put in place also impacted the possibility of Syrians coming to Warren County?
That's right. We were supposed to get 40 Syrian refugees throughout the year, but their resettlement, of course, is now in limbo regarding this temporary ban on refugees from majority Muslim countries.
Another person speaking out is Bowling Green Mayor Bruce Wilkerson. I got the chance to talk to him today. He said he had no hard feelings towards Kellyanne Conway regarding what he called the misstatement. I asked Mayor Wilkerson if he thought the expression Bowling Green Massacre would in any way harm the reputation of the city.
I don't think it will impact the city's image negatively. I think it will impact those who build upon the story negatively because it clearly was a misspeak and attempted to be clarified.
Again, that's Bowling Green Mayor Bruce Wilkerson. He said he had no hard feelings about it. You can see more of our coverage at our website, wkyufm.org. For Lisa Autry and Becca Schimmel, I'm Kevin Willis.